ものにはさえ。
That the things that are on my heart and mind would be a blessing to you here today.
Amen.
As we look at God's word, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
Amen.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
He didn't say get rid of any error.
No,
that's right.
Because there's not any error in this book.
Amen.
But we do have to study to rightly divide God's truth.
Amen.
So let's begin by taking a look at the scripture in Matthew chapter
1.
An angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in Nazareth.
Malaika maluzi wenyasai no biure Joseph epi maris Nazareth. Yeah.
And told him that his espoused wife.
Kero no kone ni en jaodu jaodu Mary. Yeah.
Was with child.
Manene ginyati.
This troubled Joseph.
Manu chando Joseph.
Because Joseph knew he was not the father of this child. And the angel relieved his fears.
Yes.
And told him that which was in Mary was of God.
Yeah.
And as he meditated upon these things, he told him not to be afraid to take Mary to be his wife. He said, for that which is in him is of God, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
21.
So how do we get to be his people? That is the question that bothers and many people ponder today. As they look at God's word, they have many formulas for us about how to become God's child. But God's word teaches one way.
Yes.
Jesus Christ told his apostles,
yes,
when he was going away on the night of that Last Supper, when he told them he would be going away, and they didn't understand where he was going. But they wanted to know the way. He said, I am the way.
Amen.
The truth and the life.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
There's no other name under heaven.
That's right.
Or in the earth by which a man must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we turn over now to the book of John, chapter 17. And Jesus was now going to pray in the garden. Yes.
Yeah.
he knew what was facing him. Jesus knew all things. Jesus knew what was going to happen that night. He knew what was going to happen the next day. He had come for that hour and that time.
Yeah.
And as he bowed down down upon his knees. He said, Father, glorify thy son. That thy son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. That he should give eternal life. To all those that he is meant. Let's make sure I read it.
17.
That he should give eternal life.
17.
Yes, verse 2. But just even listen to it.
17, chapter 20.
That he should give eternal life.
He sent me to kukum duto mono embe o chiungi manyaka chie.
To as many as thou hast given him.
Niji duto mi sent me.
He was saying, Father, give me glory. That I may give you glory. And give eternal life. To every single one that you have given me. Eternal life. Not part-time life.
Amen.
Eternal life lasts forever.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was going to give them eternal life. To every single one that the Father gave him to die for. The Bible says that there would not be the loss of one single one. If he had lost a single one that the Father gave him to die for, he would not be a Savior.
No. Right.
But he is the Savior.
Amen.
John chapter 6.
John chapter 6, what's your name?
Verse 37.
6:37. Chapter 6, verse 37.
He says, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me.
37. What's your name? No be ira.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me.
Amen.
And this is the Father's will which has sent me.
Here it is.
That of all that he hath given me, verse 39. This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day.
Amen.
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 All that the Father gave the Son to die for, he died for.
Amen.
And he gave them eternal life. And he's going to raise us up one final day.
Yes.
To be with him in heaven. Without the loss of a single one.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
Verse 27.
These that the Father had given to the Son.
Not yet.
Those that the Father had given to the Son are known by many names throughout Scripture. Sometimes they're called the sheep. Sometimes they're called the elect.
Yes.
Sometimes they're called his children. But all of these are talking about those that the Father gave the Son to die for.
That's right.
Now in John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
That's right.
Romba ongeyo tuonda, kendo an bende ang'eyo gi, kendo giluwa, giluwo bang'a.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He said it again. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father. And I and my Father are one.
Amen.
Do y'all see the glory of that?
Amen.
Do you see a successful Savior?
Yes,
sir.
Do you see one that a Savior that didn't lose a single one? He was the perfect Savior. He was the perfect daysman. He was the perfect sacrifice. Jesus Christ came and accomplished exactly what the Father gave him to do.
Yes, sir.
And as we study God's Word, what confuses many people is that we find various things said about salvation in God's Word. We find in Mark chapter 16 that we're saved by baptism. But if we turn over to 1 Peter, and I'm going to try to do that. Yes, 1 Peter chapter 3. He's talking there about the days of Noah. He's talking about how the world was in that day. That they were disobedient people living in the times of Noah. And it talks about the wickedness that was in the world in that day. And it says that God was long suffering in that day while he was waiting for Noah to build the ark.
Right.
Wherein are talking about in that ark, eight souls were saved by water.
Amen. Yeah.
When we see the word saved, we need to ask ourselves a question.
That's right.
Because the word saved means delivered. So when we see the word saved, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Saved from what? And saved to what? Water saved those eight souls that were in that ark. Not to be delivered into heaven's fair world. But the water that God sent upon that earth delivered those eight souls from the wickedness of this world.
Right.
And in that ark they floated to the other side. And he says this event of the flood, he says the like figure whereunto, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us.
21. Batiso ok en golo chilo kum ringruok, to en singruok motim ni Nyasaye gi chuny maler oreso u nikech chier mar Yesu Kristo.
Amen. Amen. Baptism doesn't save us to the putting away of the filth of the flesh.
Ni batizo okonywa kuom golo chilo man kuomwa.
Baptism saves us to the answer of a good conscience in our minds. Our minds can make us weary.
Mm.
Our hearts can make us weary. And sin can vex our souls. But going down into the water of baptism assures us that we are following the same path of Jesus Christ. But baptism does not save you for heaven.
Amen.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So you began to see a pattern about this word saved and salvation. Every time you see it, you need to ask a question. Save from what? Or save to what? Let's turn over to 1 Timothy. Chapter 4. The Apostle Paul is talking to the young preacher Timothy. And he's telling him to pay attention or take heed to his own doctrine.
Doctrine
teaching.
You
know, if I'm going to stand up here and teach you something, I need to take heed to that same teaching.
Yeah.
I need to set a good example for you.
Yeah.
If I'm going to tell you God's word says walk this way, that's the way I need to walk as a preacher of God's word. Paul is telling Timothy to take heed to the doctrine or teaching that he's giving to God's people. He says continue in them. That means to stay in them. And he says by doing this thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. Timothy was already a preacher of the gospel.
Right.
Was he needing salvation to go to heaven? No. But he needed a salvation that comes right here in this old world we live in. When we take heed to the teachings of God's word, it will save us a lot of trouble in this life. God's word says have one wife.
Right.
God's word says love that one wife.
And
not to be having fooling around with other women.
Right.
It'll save you from a lot of trouble. These are teachings of God's word.
Amen.
He says not to be drunken.
Amen.
He says not to speak badly. Or not to tell lies.
And
we're to put off that old man with his deeds. And put on that new man which is after Jesus Christ. So Paul is telling Timothy, if you will do what you're preaching and teaching, it'll save you a lot of trouble in this life.
Amen.
And if the people that hear you do what you say, it'll save them a lot of trouble in this life.
Amen.
But that won't get you to heaven by living a good life. The only thing that'll get you to heaven, my friends, is the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the work that he accomplished on the cross. So when we study God's word, we need to pay attention to these things. Paul Paul told the church at Rome in Romans chapter 8.
Paulo wo ki kanisa mare piny mar Rumi, Roma chapter 8.
He says you're saved by hope.
Amen.
But hope won't save you for heaven.
No.
Hope will only save you here in this life.
Amen.
Knowing what Christ accomplished on the cross gives each one of us the hope that this world is not our home. And as I meditate upon that, think sometimes about the troubles that I face. It is so good to know that this world is not really my home.
Amen.
My real home lies ahead.
Amen.
See how these things save you or deliver you by just knowing them?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't deliver you to heaven. There's only one that can do that. So we need to study to rightly divide God's word of truth. We could turn over into the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew. And in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus had been feeding various a group of people. And teaching them there. And in verse 18 he says, When Jesus saw the great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we know about the commandments of God? The commandments in the word of God are yea and amen. In the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm chapter
33,
he said, the psalmist recorded about God, he speaks and it is done. He commands and it stands fast. What that tells me is when God gives a commandment, it's going to happen.
Amen.
And when just like when God said, "Let there be light," there was light.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that this world is held up by the by His word. When the astronauts went out into outer space, and they looked back upon this globe, it appeared to be hanging on nothing.
Amen.
But it was upheld by the word of God.
Amen.
Because he commanded it into existence. And the Bible says it's going to stay there till he says time will be no more.
Amen.
So Jesus had commanded that they go to the other side. And in verse 23 it says, "And when he had entered into the ship, his disciples followed him." And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep in the boat. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us."
Amen.
They were concerned about dying in the sea. They weren't concerned about going to hell. They needed a salvation from that storm.
Amen.
And he saith unto them, "Why are ye fearful, and O ye of little faith?"
Mm-hmm.
Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The disciples cried out to him. They wanted to be saved that night. But they weren't concerned about going to hell. They were concerned about dying in that storm. And he rebuked them for their lack of faith. Because they had already heard him command that they go to the other side. There should have never been any doubt that they were going to the other side. And when the storms of life affect you, I'm not talking about the rain that we have here. I'm talking about the troubles and trials of life that seem like a storm to you. You don't need to be fearful, my friends. Because God has commanded that we're going to the other side. Without the loss of a single one. Peter was up. The disciples were in a boat again in Matthew chapter
14.
And the Lord came walking to the apostles on top of the water. And Peter got excited.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. I think I would have gotten excited too. And Peter wanted to come out to the Savior on the water. And while we make fun of Peter sometimes, Peter had faith to step out of that boat.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if I would. Peter stepped out of that boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. Then Peter got like most of us. He wanted to take a look at what he was doing. And he looked down at his feet. And he took his eyes off of Jesus. And he began to sink in the water. And he cried out, "Save me or I perish." Peter wasn't concerned about dying and going to hell.
No.
Peter was afraid he was going to drown in that water.
Right.
So the Lord pulled him out of that water and saved him from that drowning. Salvation can be used in many different ways in the Scripture. And we have to study to rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10. Many people misteach this.
Yeah.
Let's read what the Bible says. And let's think about the lessons that we've been learning here today. The Apostle Paul says this in Romans 10 and 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge."
Right.
And they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God.
gidhi maluwore gi wach mar Nyasaye.
I'm going to tell you by just what these words say.
Adhi wuoyo kodu kaluwore gi wach ni wacho.
The Apostle Paul wasn't concerned about his fellow Israelites.
Jaote Paulo ne wuoyo kuom jo Israel.
Perishing and going to hell.
Kane githo kendo idhi e mach.
But he did want them to see the salvation that they had in Christ Jesus.
Kendo natimo gimoro achiel kotes na salvation warwok mane gin godo.
And quit trying to go to heaven by the works of the law.
Kendo kane gitemo kaka riyo dwar mondo dhi e polo kuom mako chik.
So he says here. He desired that they might be saved.
No gomo ni mondo miyo resgi kata wargi.
For he had witnessed that they had a zeal of God.
Kendo noseneno ni gin gi alama no ino mar Jehovah Nyasaye.
But not according to knowledge.
Right.
They were ignorant of what Christ had accomplished
on the cross.
And Paul wanted to preach and teach them about what Christ had accomplished and save them from their own ignorance. Paul wanted to preach them the truth of his word. By knowing the truth of God's word, it would save them a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
There are many today that are trying to do good works so they can go to heaven. But their good works could never save them.
Yeah.
Their good works are just evidence that Christ is already living within them.
Amen.
Let's turn over to Titus chapter 3.
What did you mark Tito a day?
Verse 4. Titus 3 and 4. Verse
4. Yeah. Before he
yes. Chapter 3 and verse 4. And I'll read the whole verse.
Verse 4.
Yes, verse 4. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared.
Yeah. Right.
He's talking about when it appeared to you in the new birth.
Right.
And now he describes how it appeared to you. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration or the new birth.
Amen.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We are not saved by works. Paul tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2. For he tells us, for by grace are you saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Chapter 2, I was reading verses 8, 9, and 10.
Owacho niya, ne uyi kuome mi oresou. Adier ne oresou mana kuom ngwonone, to ok kuom gik mane utimo un uwegi. En mana mich mar Nyasaye, ne ok owadu nikech gimoro amora ma usetimo, omiyo kik ng'ato parre. Wan chwech manyien mar Nyasaye nochweyo kuom Kristo Yesu mondo wabed joma timo timbe mabeyo mane Nyasaye owuon oikonwa mondo watim.
Amen.
Did some of you men build this building?
Jomoko nogero odni endi.
Did some of y'all help work on building this?
Yes.
This building is your workmanship.
Odni endi en tichu, tichu mar lwetu.
The Bible tells us here in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are God's workmanship,
amen,
which He worked in us by the new birth. My brother Paul, told you earlier, I quoted you a scripture earlier from Philippians, where the Apostle Paul told the church at Philippi, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Pardon?
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That sounds like the opposite of we're saved by grace, doesn't it? But God's word does not contradict itself.
Amen.
When we read a scripture that appears to contradict another scripture, we need to get our heads in the book and study to rightly divide the word of truth. When he told the church at Philippi, he was telling them to exercise, to work out what God had worked in.
Right.
God works salvation in us by the new birth. By the Spirit of God blowing upon us. And the voice of God speaking creation down inside our hearts. Making us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now once God has worked it in, we need to work it out.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
We need to take this new life that He's given us and walk in the truth of God's Word.
Amen.
And declare to the entire village of
Oyugis
that Christ lives within you.
Amen.
That you're no longer just a natural man.
Amen.
Walking after the course of this whole world. But you're a child of God. And let that light shine.
Amen.
And let men give glory to God.
Amen.
I hope you see.
Amen.
There is no end to these teachings.
No.
There's not an end to this teaching.
Amen.
When we see the word salvation in scriptures, if the salvation under consideration appears to give glory to man, that you need to believe, or that you need to confess, or that you need to be baptized in order to be saved, if people try to interpret that to you as going home to heaven by something you have done,
but
you declare to them that it's exactly opposite of that.
Right.
Amen.
Let all glory be to Him.
Amen.
Let all glory be to God.
Amen.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Amen.
Not by our works.
Amen.
But according to His marvelous grace.
Amen.
Now, when you want to read Ephesians chapter 1,
uh-huh.
I'm not going there, brother. What you will see over and over and over again is all the things that Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. How we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. How He predestinated us to be adopted as His children. How He redeemed us with His blood. All of these things it will say several times.
Yep.
were to the praise of the glory of His grace.
Amen.
And if you can get that in your mind, as you read God's word, that by grace are you saved,
amen.
You will not be confused when you read God's word.
Amen.
And don't let other men confuse you either.
Right.
If any man comes preaching another gospel,
amen.
There's not another gospel.
There's
just one true gospel. And that's a gospel that gives all the glory to God. May God bless you here at Jesus. Follow after these things.
Amen. Wonderful words. Thank the Lord for the wonderful message.